What do you like about Isaiah Crowell most?
First of all, let me say hello to my Fighting the Lion brother over there, Mr. Doug Deacon. How you doing, Doug? I'm sorry. Can you repeat that question, please? I think Isaiah is a complete player in terms of the tools that he brings to the game. He's explosive. He's got really nice size. He's got natural ability to play the position. And he's a bright young man, so football comes easy to him in terms of the preparation part.
You work with some dynamic pass catchers out of the backfield. What do you see in Duke Johnson? And are there any similarities to some of the guys that you worked with in the past?
I think so. You know, when Duke came out, I was part of the process at the combine of interviewing him and evaluating him on film. And I thought that Duke had a lot of those qualities that a lot of great runners from the backfield have in terms of being a receiver. He's got a receiver's background. He played it in high school. He was a playmaker, whether coming from the backfield or detached out of the backfield. He's very comfortable in space. He's got natural ability to catch the football, and he knows how to run routes. So he is what you would call an ultimate weapon, because he's also a running threat, obviously, and he's a pass-receiving threat.
Can you get more out of him as a running back? I know you guys never like to talk about what happened last year when you weren't here, but they didn't use him a whole lot in the running game, and they weren't very patient with him. Can he develop into a good running back, run the ball?
Yes, I believe so. And part of that is just the preparation of understanding who you're reading, where to put your eyes prior to the snap of the football, and then having the discipline to stay on track with your vision and knowing where the pieces fit to the puzzle. Because really, that's what defensive football is. There's going to be a player in every gap. And if your preparation is done properly, you're going to know where those pieces are, and you're going to know how to move those pieces to their gaps to read it better and make better decisions.
Coach, what role will a fullback have in this offense, and what kind of fullback are you looking
for? We like the guy that we're working with right now. We think Malcolm Johnson can develop into a top-flight fullback. We think that he's got the fullback demeanor that we're looking for. We think he's got really good size. We think he's got excellent football intelligence. He's proven that to us already. You can't overload him. He's really, really sharp. And I liked him coming out of college. Cleveland did a nice job when they selected him, because I had my eyes set on him at another place. And I'm fortunate enough to be working with him now. And I think he's got a huge upside.
Can you just talk about the commitment that you guys will make to running the football here, and how this is going to be, back to what a lot of Cleveland Browns fans probably expect from their football team?
Absolutely. I think when you look at Coach Jackson's background, yes, he is a, as people call, a quarterback guru. He's done a tremendous job over the years with that. But when you really look at his record in terms of how he runs the football and the amount that he runs it, you're going to find out that he really truly does enjoy running the football. So we're going to be a run-oriented football team. Everything starts with the run game and our offensive line and our backs. And I think we build it from there. And as Coach told us, we're going to be a physically dominating, violent running football team.
Isaiah and Duke were both up here last week talking about protecting the quarterback too. Where are those guys as far as being able to pick up blitzes and protect the quarterback in the passing game?
It's a work in progress. As a running back, you're doing most of your time is spent on running, obviously, ball security, because that goes hand in hand. And then if you're not receiving it, then you have to be a pass protector. So if that's what your life is like in the National Football League as a running back, you have to spend a huge amount of your practice time and individual time on ball security and blitz pickup. So it's a work in progress right now. We're going through the fundamentals, the technique that's involved with every fundamental. And in blitz pickup, there's two types of pass rushers. There's speed rushers, and their speed, the power rushers, and they've got to be prepared to block both types, and they will be by the time the season starts.
What about some of the other backs? What have you thought of them?
Early on, very impressive, and we've got a really young group, and it's probably the youngest collection of backs I've ever worked with, and it's exciting because each one of them brings a different trait to the table, and they're very eager. They all want to prove themselves and have a career in the National Football League. And that's part of my job, you know, is developing backs. And if you look at my background as a coach, that's where I've done my best work, and that's developing players who weren't maybe drafted or who were late-round guys into being prominent football players in the National Football League.
Are you looking forward to giving the Steelers a little bit of their own medicine in terms of, you know, running right down their throats?
No question about it.
Exciting things for you to be here, to be able to do that?
Absolutely. This is arguably probably the most physical division in the National Football League, and we call it big boy football, and it's all about attitudes, and it starts with the run game. You've got to be able to run it, and you've got to be able to stop the run on defense. So we're going to take pride in that and being physically superior than our opponent. And we got to make sure that we control the line of scrimmage. We got to secure the football. We got to be the most violent runners in the National Football League.